Before we get to that, let's just work with this concept through one quick example. What if we have the thought of war? I remember I was touring the world as the United States was considering going to war with Iraq in 2003. I was in Australia at the time, and I had the opportunity to have the input and the feedback from people all around me and how they felt. I'd just been in Canada before that. How the people felt about what was happening. And it was so interesting because they all had the same thought. They were all thinking war with Iraq. So I'll invite you just to think about the thought of war. Now, the emotion, if we hate war, so if we pump the emotion of hate into the thought of war, we find ourselves feeling feelings that might be described perhaps as feelings of anger. If you feel anger when you watch the 6 o'clock news, when you see the very graphic wartime footage, and you wonder why you're feeling so angry, I'll invite you to consider this little formula and work with this as you watch the same kinds of footage later on based on what we are discussing right now. If you think the thoughts of war and you're feeling anger in your heart, there's a good chance that your emotion is something akin to hate or possibly fear of what that war brings about. However, if you think the thoughts of war, and even in the presence of war, you can have loving feelings about life in general. Not love for the war, simply loving feelings about life in general, you will create very, very different kinds of feeling. Mother Teresa, before her death, was a living master demonstrating precisely this concept. There are stories that Mother Teresa, she would walk down the streets of Calcutta, and amidst the bodies and the filth and the stench and the decay on the streets and the sidewalks and the alleys, she would find cow dung in the gutter, and in the cow dung find a lily or a daisy growing from that cow dung, and in that lily or that daisy she would find beauty in the streets of Calcutta. And from that example we learn how we can find beauty or we can find love anywhere in any situation regardless of what's happening in our world today. Through our example, if you think the same thought of war, and rather than hating the war, just simply feeling the love in your heart for this world, for your life, for this planet, what happens is the feeling, rather than being one of anger, becomes one of perhaps compassion or maybe sadness. Different words that describe the feeling for different people. But war and love give us a very different feeling than war and hate. Compassion and sadness.